Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. Well, we all have our own forms of transport troubles, whether it's having to wait for the next bus that's right behind and never is, or being the one sardine too many in the tube, or trying to hail taxi drivers that just don't want to know. Even if you're an admiral and you have your own barge, you can still come unstuck.
This way, Commander Povey. The admiral will see you in a few minutes.
Thank you. You've no idea what he wishes to see me about, have you?
No, sir, not exactly.
Well, I think I can guess. The Navy never overlooks a good officer, you know. Captain Povey. Sounds well, doesn't it? Captain Povey.
Lovely, sir, but...
Yeah, of course, I must admit I've been expecting it for some time, but nevertheless, it's very nice to have one's efforts recognized, officially. Captain Povey. Yes, I knew the Admiral wouldn't forget me.
Oi, where's that blithering idiot Povey got to? 10 o'clock, I said. Can't he be anywhere on time? Povey, you old fool, where are you?
I think the Admiral will see you now, Commander Povey.
But I was sure that...
Oh, fine, Povey, somebody. Bungling busybody must be around somewhere.
I'm here, Admiral.
What? Well, don't just stand there, man. Go and look for that idiot Povey.
But I am that idiot Povey. I am Commander Povey.
Oh, it's you, Povey. Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Well, come in. You're late. I've got something to tell you.
Oh. Oh, I suppose it wouldn't be anything to do with promotion, would it, sir?
Promotion? What do I want with promotion? I'm a flaming admiral now. Talk sense, man.
But I meant that...
Oh, do shut up, Povey, and let a chap get a word in. It's about me barge. I've been having a refit at Falmouth. About time, too. Last time I went in the thing, I took the salute in 18 inches of water. Best trousers shrank up like elastic.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, they were. Very brief. And if that water had risen any higher, I might have faced a crisis. Well, get on with it, then.
Get on with what, sir?
Oh, didn't I tell you? Oh, no, of course not. Look, I want me barge collected and brought round to Portsmouth. Movement control will sort out something to pick it up with.
I'll attend to it at once, sir.
Bracewell here, movement control.
This is Commander Povey, Portsmouth. I've just received instructions to collect the Admiral's barge from Falmouth.
Oh, oh, bags of fun. You'll be needing a destroyer, then. The system is in a shocking panic here. We lost a cruiser last week. No idea where she was.
Oh, good grief. I trust you located her in the end.
Oh, rather. Just went through all the old files, you know. Didn't help a bit.
Then how did you find this cruiser, may I ask?
Simple, old boy. Saw her tied up outside my window. Yes. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, you want a destroyer.
If you can find one.
Sorry, old sport, nothing available. Try again in a week or two. Either of you recall...
No, wait. Don't you understand? The Admiral wants his barge.
Oh, well, we shall just have to put our little selves out a bit then, shan't we? Hang on, now, where's my list? My list. Ah, here we are, the very article. Hello, Povey. Povey, I got a frigate for you.
Ah, good.
Yes, HMS Troutbridge.
Troutbridge? Oh, no, please, you must have got something else, anything.
Sorry, Ellsport, Troutbridge is with that island rock.
Oh, don't bother to tell me. I know only too well where Troutbridge is. Thank you very much.
Oh, good show, good show. I say, moving the Admiral's barge, eh? You've got your feet well under the table, haven't you, Povey? What? Shouldn't be surprised if you get promotion.
Now that you've forced me to use Troutbridge, I shall be astonished if I don't end up an ordinary seaman.
Oh, hard cheese. Never mind.
Worst things happen at sea. What? Tootly bar.
Morning, Heather. I said, good morning, Heather.
I don't want any. No, you can't. There's none left. Good morning.
I don't know. How could anyone be like that and look so lovely, so radiant and so young? Like the first dew on a rose in early winter, you look.
Oh, well, all right, all right. What do you want, Valentino?
Me? Chief Petty Officer Pertwee want anything? Heather, how could you? I'm hurt. That's what I am. I'm hurt. Few gems of praise spoken, spotted me to momentarily. I'm suspected.
Well, I really am terribly sorry.
You are?
Well, of course.
Good. Then get me Uncle Montague's garage on the phone quick. I'm in the muck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really in it. There's a certain 3-ton truck full of ex-naval blankets smack bang outside.
Ex-naval?
Yeah. Ex-naval, I've come to a little arrangement with the drapers down in the village.
Go on.
Go on. Wish I could. That truck is stuck on the parade ground. And it's smack bang outside number one's window.
Oh, aren't you the lucky one? Well, what's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? The nit driving it has lost the floggle toggle. That's what he's done. He's lost the floggle toggle and it won't budge. He just chugged up as far as number one's window, coughed immoderate and packed up.
Ah, good morning, Heather. Good morning, Chief. Have you seen number one?
No, sir, and I don't want to for a bit. Why?
Oh, nothing. I just thought I ought to tell him there's a 3-ton truck stuck on the parade ground outside his window.
There's a what, sir?
Didn't you notice it when you came in? It's full of blankets.
Oh, aren't you the observant one, sir? It's going to be one of them days.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good night. Ah, Chief, just the chap I wanted to see.
Really, sir? I thought you might.
You'd better pop over to the stores at once.
Stores?
Yes, a consignment of blankets has just arrived.
Oh.
Back.
Back?
Back. To be exact, a 3-tonner full.
Oh! Oh. Oh, well, they'll come in handy, sir.
That's odd.
What is, apart from you, Mr. Phillips?
Very funny, sir. Well, sir, there's another 3-ton truck full of blankets stuck on the parade ground.
Not anymore, Mr. Phillips.
How did he get that truck going? That's what I want to know. How did he get it going?
Simple, Chief. I gave the driver his floggle-toggle back. I borrowed it when I saw it outside the back of the stores earlier this morning.
Oh, very kind of you, sir. I'll see you later.
You probably will, Chief. You probably will.
I was afraid I would. I was afraid I would.
Hello, main office.
This is Commander Povey. Is Lieutenant Murray there?
Oh, one moment, sir. It's Commander Povey for you, sir.
And the best of British luck, sir.
I knew the day had started too well. Good morning, Commander Povey.
Number one, the Admiral wants his barge back.
Back? Oh, I'll speak to CPO Pertwee at once, sir.
Will you kindly let me finish? We're to pick it up from Falmouth with Troubridge.
I gather there is no other ship available.
How did you get? I'll be over later.
Yes, I'll have Troubridge made ready, sir.
Thank you. And this time, will you please, please try not to ram, sink, or scuttle everything within sight.
Oh. Aye, aye, sir.
A simple mistake, sir. It could have happened to anyone.
What was, Mr. Phillips?
Well, whatever it is I've done to make old Thunderguts ring up at this hour.
For once, Commander Povey seems to be more concerned over what you're liable to do, Mr. Phillips, rather than what you've already done.
Oh, then we must be going to sea.
We're to go to Falmouth and pick up the Admiral's barge after her refit.
Refit? Now, when did I hit that?
No, you didn't. However, getting that barge slung aboard Troubridge is going to be pretty tricky. So I shall look to you for accurate navigation, split-second calculations, and all other possible assistance.
You will, sir. I say, you're going to be in the muck, aren't you?
Hello, Johnson! Johnson!
Who is it?
It's Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, you woolen-headed, addle-brained, steaming great clown!
Come in, Chief.
Come in. How can I come in, you nit? You've stacked all them flaming blankets the other side of the door. It won't budge.
So will you. Hang on a minute. There we are. Good morning, Chief.
Johnson. Johnson, that's not what I meant.
What?
I meant I wanted you to shift those blankets so that I could get in. I didn't want you to jump through the window so we could have a chat. That's so?
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, give me a hump up through the window and I'll shift them then.
Give you a hump up? You're joking, of course. Pudge figure. Look, if I want to do myself a disaster like that, I'll let you know.
I'll look forward to it.
Yeah, that'll do. Have we got a ladder anywhere?
Yeah.
Well, go and get it.
I can't.
Why?
It's in the stores.
You're a big help, you are. Look, if I don't get them blankets on the move again, a certain chief petty officer's going to get lynched by a certain local draper. Thank you, Johnson. Thank you very much for that deep felt expression of your concern.
Yeah.
And as soon as I'm in the clear, I'll fill you in up to your pudgy ankles.
Here, Chief, I'll tell you what.
What?
I could do a running charge at the door with me shoulder and bust it in.
It's going to be like watching young porpoises at play, but go on.
Righto. Chief,
Stanley. Stanley, where'd you come from?
Out of the back of the stores. I went right through.
What? You went right? You mean you've been straight through the rear wall?
No, the back door was open.
I don't know. Isn't it marvellous? It's marvellous. That's what it is. Marvellous. Look at the mess. Look at the mess, you know-nothing rogue elephant, you.
Oh, you didn't half go, didn't I? Yeah. I reckon it'll take about 3 days to clear that lot up.
I accept your estimate, Johnson, so get on with it.
Oh, you're rotten, you are.
Yeah, very likely.
Yeah. When people ask me, that's what I tell them, you know. He's rotten, I say. He's rotten, that's what he is. Rotten.
That's enough.
With a capital rot, rotten.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Good.
Done rotten.
Finished?
Finished.
Good, because this is where I start. You know what you are?
Now, what am I?
You're a dead, dangerous, droopy, dunder-headed, great dumpling.
Am I really, Chief?
Yes, sir, you are. Oh! Oh, blimey, it's you, sir. Have a blanket. I mean, where did you spring from? Good morning.
To put it mildly, Chief, the door was open.
Oh.
And what's been through here? A runaway tank?
Well, you could put it that way, sir, yes. It was Johnson, sir. He sort of tripped.
Gracious me. Well, you better get your skates on, as we've got to pick up the Admiral's barge from Falmouth with Troutbridge.
We have, sir. I gather there's no other ship available, sir?
Quite, Chief.
Well, thanks all the same, sir, if you don't mind. I think I'll sit this one out, if you don't mind. I've got a lot of work to do in this.
Well, you'll have to wait, Chief. You're coming with us.
Oh, we can't, sir.
Can't? Why ever not?
Well, if he don't get them blankets on the move, the draper down the village will link...
Bolt up!
But you said so. Don't you remember, Chief? You said if you don't...
Bolt get... up! You blabber mouth. You have a blab... Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Sorry about that, sir. I'm very sorry you spit like that, sir. It's purely a misunderstanding, of course.
I see. Yeah. Well, see you aboard Troutbridge shortly, then.
Yeah, if you insist.
I'm rather afraid I do.
Yes, well, we'll be there with the lacrimatities.
Yeah, just soon as we got them blankets on the lorry.
Johnson! 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 I told you before, shut up. You stop talking unless you're talking too.
Leave it in. Shut up when you're speaking.
Aye, aye, Chief.
Right. Now that you've dealt with Yakbox, Chief, there's no reason for any further delay, is there? See you aboard then. You and Yakbox.
Life's never what you might call smooth for you, is it, Chief?
Not exactly giggle-niggle, no.
If you don't go to Falmouth, you'll get court-martialed. And if you do go, you'll get lynched by that draper when you get back.
Well,
natty little problem, innit?
Stop savouring it, Porky. Or all your natty little problems will end right now.
Oh, pardon, I'm sure. What are you going to do, then?
Well, I'm going to go aboard, of course. Yeah. After I've rung up a certain draper and told him the 3 tonners outside, and for once the stores are open.
Cool. You're just going to let him help himself?
I am. And if he drives off with so much as one more blanket than he's paid for, I'm the one who's going to do the lynching.
Who did that?
You did, sir. You did it, sir. You leant on the switch.
Oh, manners. Sorry. Ah, lovely spot, Falmouth. So quiet. A real bit of old England.
Mr. Phillips, will you stop talking like a guide on Fred Higgins' luxury coach tours and get the Admiral's barge slung aboard?
Oh, certainly, sir. Nearly ready to hoist away now, sir.
Good. But before you do, Mr. Phillips, I implore you, just for once, to think what you're doing.
Oh, I'll soon have her up, Sir Daisy, sir.
I don't doubt it, but try and keep it all in one piece. I don't want to hand the Admiral a mammoth do-it-yourself barge kit.
Oh, I think you can leave it quite safely to us, Commander Povin.
Number one, I appreciate that you are new here, but even after 3 weeks, to express such blind confidence in this energetic dead loss is perfectly ludicrous.
Ruddy ludicrous! Barge made for, sir. Ready for hoisting.
Oh, good show. Hoist away. Up she comes. There we are. Clean as a whistle.
You've actually done it. I don't know what to say.
Oh, just don't say anything, sir. Just let it drop.
Let it drop! One do-it-yourself barge kit aboard.
You heavy-handed idiot. Look at the paintwork. What's the Admiral going to say?
I wonder. Oh, I see what you mean, sir. Yeah, it's pretty rough, considering she's just had a refit.
I knew something like this would happen. Give me any other ship, I said. Anything but Troutbridge.
You should have had a word with the chief. He'd have found you something in no time.
At a price, of course.
Oh, for goodness sake, let's get underway.
Oh, do we have to, sir? I mean, it's such a lovely spot. I mean, it's so quiet, a real bit of old England.
Mr. Phillips.
What? Oh yes, sir. Start her up, chief. Give her a crank. Well, shove off or something.
Shove off or something it is, sir.
You were leaning on it again, sir.
What? Who was?
You was.
Oh, so I were. How silly of me.
Mr. Phillips, the cranes!
Cranes?
Yes, sir, the cranes. Mind the cranes, sir. We're right on the cranes. Everybody down! It looks like Harry Lauder's walking stick. You ought to be locked up, you big Eddie lot of lunatics.
Well, say something, sir.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Crane Driver. Lovely day.
You dozy lot of half-baked non-hobbits.
Thank you, Pertwee. Well said.
Not at all, sir. Any time.
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit it is, sir.
How are those ratings getting on with the repainting?
Well, that barge will never exactly be a Rembrandt, number one, but it'll do. For once, I don't care what happens or what you do, as long as I can hand that wretched thing over without losing my commission.
Oh, well, if he doesn't care what we do, I wonder if I could do...
No, Chief, you may not. Whatever it is.
But golden opportunities don't grow on trees, sir. And if I could just pop in to see a relative of mine on the way back, I could do a lovely deal with him.
No, Chief, we are remaining on course.
Ah, now it's funny you should mention that, sir.
Mention what?
Being on course, sir. These charts must be terribly out of date.
Out of date?
Yes, sir, the shoreline has changed altogether since these were drawn.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes, sir. We should have been in the open sea ages ago. And there's absolutely no mention of that sort of landing stage thing out there at all.
Landing stage thing, sir?
Yes.
Oh, well done, sir.
Now, what do you mean?
Oh, that's the King Harry Car Ferry, sir. We're halfway up the River Fowl.
I say, are we really? Now, how did they do that?
They didn't, sir. You did. We're heading the wrong way.
I knew it. I knew he'd do it.
Have you, excuse me, saying so, sir, but have you made any plans for civilian life, Mr. Phillips? I mean, if not, a relative of mine in Alaska is looking for a very nice...
Now, don't be ridiculous, Pertwee. I mean, what's all the fuss about? All you've got to do is turn round and go back.
Sir?
Hmm?
How?
Well, there's bags of room, Pertwee. There must be a good 6 inches either side. Oh. Oh, lummy. It is a bit on the tight side, I suppose.
Mr. Phillips, this really is too bad. We shall have to radio for a tug.
What's that? I was nowhere near the beastly switch.
No. It wasn't you that time, sir. It came from behind us.
Bridge, number one here.
Starboard, look out here, sir. There's a rather familiar, tatty old tug astern, sir.
Familiar, tatty old tug?
Tug? It's Nunky. That's what it is, sir. It's Nunky. Yeah.
All right, I'll deal with it. Well, Chief?
Well, sir. Well. Sir. Fancy that. It's Uncle Ebenezer, sir. Fancy. Well. Well. I wonder what he's doing in this part of the world.
Same as always, I suppose. Following us around like a blooming vulture. Hoping we'll clout something so that he can collect the salvage.
Well, sir, with due respect, your navigation don't half bump up his business.
Oh, that's as may be. But just for once, I'd love to run amok without hearing him going, 5 seconds afterwards.
Oh, do stop arguing. Tell this tug to turn us about.
Oh, sir, with pleasure, sir. Nunky! You've clicked! All right. Watch your steam, you silly old buzzard. Or you'll go off the boil. Oh, stone me. Where did he learn that one?
Pertwee, please, do you think we could get on? The Admiral is waiting for his barge.
Oh, yes, so he is, sir. Yes, won't be long now, sir. They're making the oars of fast.
Ah, it's a lovely spot. So quiet. Real bit of old England.
Oh, shut up!
All set, sir. Give it all you've got, Nunky. Get us round. Nunky's taking the strain, sir.
Well, I hope he doesn't beach us.
Why, did you want to?
Nunky's on the way, sir. We're off.
That's odd. We don't seem to be moving.
Oh, so we don't, do we?
What on earth?
Oh, blimey. Nunky! Nunky, you salt cake smokestack! You're tying the car ferry, not us! You've got out of the wrong perishing oars, sir! Thank you.
once again for keeping you waiting, sir, due to circumstances beyond...
Oh, shut up, Povey, and let me get aboard me barge.
With all due respect, sir, I wouldn't advise it to...
Oh, get out of the Admiral's way, Chief.
No, but, sir, I've just noticed...
I say, look, surely it's not supposed
Mr.
to...
Mr. Phillips, kindly stand aside.
Oh, come on, Povey. Look, you may as well come back with me. You were nattering about promotion, weren't you? Well, we'll chat about that on the way back.
Promotion? Oh, certainly, sir. After you, sir.
Allow me, sir. This way.
What? Well, give us a hand, then.
Permission to come aboard, sir?
Certainly not. Come aboard and shut up.
Cast off, Chief.
Cast off, sir.
Pull ahead.
No, wait, quick. Get me out of this confounded thing. I'm drowning.
What the
blazes?
Oh, lovely, it's leaking.
All ashore that's coming ashore.
Poovy, get me off this thing, do you hear?
Oh, certainly, sir.
Up. Oh, I'm drenched. Look at me trousers. They'll shrink. I know they will. They'll shrink.
I don't understand it. She's just had a refit.
You stupid, bungling idiot, Povey. Look at me trousers. They're above me ankles already.
So they are, sir. Going up.
Ah, Chief, I'm sure you can come to the Admiral's assistance.
Me, sir?
You, sir. I believe I'm correct in thinking that you have connections with a certain local draper.
Draper, sir? Oh, yes. Yes, well, we have met at the Needlework Guild. Yes, sir, you know, just to pass the time of stitch,
oh,
the time of day.
Look at him, look at him. I look like the oldest member of the boys' brigade in a minute.
Well, the chief will fix you up with a new pair from a friend in the trade, won't you, Chief?
Yes, with pleasure, sir. Ichabod is always pleased to get new business.
Splendid. And in the meantime, I happen to know there are plenty of blankets in the stores to keep the Admiral warm.
Blankets? Oh, yes, well, I wouldn't be too sure, sir. Just at the moment, you see...
Wouldn't you, Chief? I would.
You would, sir?
Yes. Just before we left for Falmouth, I took the precaution of removing that floggle-toggle from the free tunner again.
Oh, well, in that case, then also... I?
Take the Admiral along to Ichabod, Chief.
No, not likely. He'll cut me up into little pieces and stitch me up again in the wrong order.
The Admiral's waiting, Chief.
Yeah, so is Ichabod waiting, sir.
Well, I hope you'll be very happy together, Chief. Lovely spot, this. So quiet. Real bit of old England. Don't you think so, Mr. Phillips?
Oh, rather, sir. Absolutely.
That was Leslie Phillips, Stephen Burry, and John Pertwee working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, the Admiral was Tamiel Evans, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Heather was Heather Chasen, and Bracewell was played by Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston. We'll be right back.